A while back, I was reading an article, an interview with a Catholic psychologist. And the psychologist was talking about the various patients who come to see him for all of their different psychological and emotional problems. And within the context of the article, this psychologist said that his Catholic patients could save themselves a lot of time, a lot of trouble, and a lot of money. Lots of money to go see a therapist per hour. Lots of time out of their schedule to go to these repeated therapy sessions. He said they could save themselves time, trouble, and money if the Catholics would simply start going back to confession. He found, or he believed, that confession, particularly regular confession, had tremendous therapeutic properties. Now, this is not to say in any way, shape, or form that psychology or therapy are not valuable, and there are not times when we have to go, and there are certain conditions that need professional help. But he said that these Catholics would do themselves a lot of good if they would start going to confession regularly, because confession has a great healing and therapeutic power. When we look at the gospel today, we can see some hint of that reality. This paralytic man receives healing after Jesus forgives his sins. He receives healing as a result of Jesus forgiving his sins. In the scripture, it's a physical healing. He's cured of his paralysis. But as a priest, I can tell you that I've seen a lot of spiritual and emotional and psychological sickness and paralysis healed as a result of having their sins forgiven, people having their sins forgiven in the sacrament of confession. Why? Well, one, as many of you here may know who go to confession regularly, is there's this sense of release, a sense of peace, having this burden taken off of your soul and taken off of your mind. But also, I believe, because there's a connection, a very mysterious connection, between ailments and sin. Scripture implies today that there is a connection between the sin this man committed and the paralysis he has in his body. And I can say that many people suffer severe psychological and emotional illness, anxiety, depression, neuroses as a result of their sin. Now, I'm not saying that everyone who has any type of psychological or emotional disorder, it's because a result of sin and going to confession will just clear it up. I'm not saying that at all. But it is a leading and oftentimes significant and contributing factor. What do I mean? How do I explain this phenomenon? Guilt and shame build up in our soul as a result of sin. If we sin, we hurt others outside of us, we hurt God, but we also have shame and guilt which builds up in our soul, in our psyche, and can often lead to problems. Traditionally, we call it our conscience bothering us as a result of the sin that we committed. And so if this sin is never confessed, if our conscience is never cleared, it can cause serious internal, interior conflicts and problems. As I said a few seconds ago, I've seen people who have been away from the sacraments for so long, have never gone to confession, deal with depression, anxiety, built up hostility and unforgiveness towards others, various neuroses, and ultimately despair. And as time goes on and it remains unresolved, it ends up getting worse. Let me give you an example of this. Think of Judas in Scripture. What does Judas do? He commits a grave sin of betraying our Lord and Savior. But instead of going to Jesus and saying, I'm sorry for what I've done, as Peter did when he denied Jesus three times, Judas lets it stay in his soul, and it begins to bother him. It begins to tear him up inside. For those of us who've seen Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ, it was a great representation of what was going on in Judas's mind and soul. It drove him crazy. There was this interior conflict, this anxiety, these problems that ultimately and unfortunately led Judas to despair and committing suicide. Now, this is a very extreme example, but on much lower levels, it can often happen to Catholics who have sin in their souls but do not find resolution, do not go to confession in order to receive forgiveness. And it's a lot of Catholics today. How do I know that it's a lot of Catholics today? Because I see people coming to me walking around with these terrible burdens on their souls. They come to me for spiritual direction. I see them on a day-to-day basis, particularly when I go visit people in the hospital who've been away for confession for years. Their bodies are suffering, but more than that, you can see it in their eyes. Their souls are suffering. And so it's not just the memory of their sin or the effect of the sin and the way it's affected and impacted others around them, but it's that unresolved conflict, that repressed guilt, that conscience constantly bothering them that is causing so many of the problems. And they're looking for freedom. They want freedom. As many of them are resolved to live like this, some of you here may have been living like this for a long time. But we desire freedom. But however, they're too hard-headed, too scared, or too ignorant to go back to confession, find forgiveness, and find relief. So let's go back to that article by the psychologist and what he had to say, that if more Catholics would partake of confession, they'd have a lot less psychological and emotional problems. But there, unfortunately, in the past 50 years, has been a great drop-off in confessions. Maybe there's one of the reasons the psychologist said it, because he knows that so few Catholics go to confession anymore. Some of you who are a little bit older will remember on Saturday afternoons that long line for confession. Now, I can be honest, I'm lucky if I hear four confessions on a Saturday. But it's not just here in Mamou, it's all around the world. Catholics have abandoned the sacrament of confession. They've fallen out of the habit. But what's worse is they're passing it on to the next generation. When I go and talk to the kids, I've been hearing the confessions of the catechism students. I'll ask them, how many of you have not been to confession since your first confession? On average, 75% of the kids say they have not been since their first confession. Why? Is it because they don't want to go? No. It's because their parents aren't going, and they're not teaching their children to go. So if you think we've got problems now with people with unresolved guilt, with despair, with this emotional disconnect, just wait till you see these young children grow up, because they're not availing themselves of the sacrament of confession properly. But what happens is, on an emotional and a human level, we need to find release for that guilt. We need to find some way to let others know what we have done. And so many people live with the guilt all of their lives. It tears them apart. But it's like a pipe that has too much pressure. If it's not released, the pipe will burst. People look for ways to relieve that pressure. And so you can turn on television on any weekday afternoon and see Maury Povich and Oprah and all these other shows. What are people doing? Getting up in front of the whole entire nation and telling people their problems, telling people the sinful things that they've done. They've got to air it out. Irony is they're scared to go to a priest anonymously, but they're happy to let the whole world know what they've been doing, the foul and disgusting behavior they've been engaging in. But even stranger, there are sites on the internet where you can pay $25, $30 and type in your confession to some anonymous man and he'll give you advice. And people do this. They pay this money for it and they can't even be forgiven from their sins. They confess it and it helps them psychologically, but they don't find any forgiveness. They're really not any better off in the spiritual sense than they were before. We'll avail ourselves of that, but yet you have every day priests hearing confessions and giving you forgiveness for nothing. It costs you nothing. The Lord wants us to go back to confession. All of us, particularly though, if we haven't been in a long time, if we're living in guilt and shame. One of the things that I've done during my time as a priest is constantly talk about confession, giving different angles and different reasons why people need to go back. If I can get 5 more people to go back, I'm happy. But what I want to see is I want to see me so busy on Saturday that I've got to hear confessions for 2 hours, that people are going to take time out of their busy schedule. They'll get away from the television to come and spend that 10 or 15 minutes in line to be able to go to confession on a regular basis. And through confession, we receive forgiveness. Christ healing through the priest. That's what happens. Christ heals through doctors. Christ brings life into the world through mothers and fathers. He does the same thing through the sacrament of confession by bringing us his forgiveness through the priest. But not only do we receive forgiveness for our sins, we also receive healing. Like we hear in the gospel today, that sense of peace, release, having the weight off of your back, having those internal conflicts resolved because your conscience can be put to rest. I think we're going to be a happier, healthier, holier people if we go back to confession. And now, with Lent coming up in just a few days, it's a wonderful time to make that resolution. If you have not been to confession in a long time, if your conscience bothers you, if you have that guilt, or even worse, if you've just learned to live with it as an accepted part of your life, get back to confession. Don't just go once, but make it that repeated habit to allow the Lord to cleanse your souls, to bring you that forgiveness, to bring you his great healing. Amen.